The Amdram Shoutout on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
And this evening, I'm delighted to say that joining me in the studio is Tim Matthews from Perfect Little Theatre. Good evening, Tim.
Hello, Dan. Very good evening to you.
How are you this evening?
Well, I sound a bit croaky because I've got a slight touch of a cold, but it's not going to dampen my enthusiasm for being here. Thanks very much for inviting me.
Good news, and I'm glad you were stuck in a bit of traffic.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it always as bad as that round Weybridge Way? I don't know.
Well, certainly on a Tuesday evening it can be, because I have to read it all out. So. Yeah. So, you're here to talk about the upcoming panto from Perfect Little Theatre. We'll get onto that in a little while. But I have to admit, despite being involved in theatre around the area, it's a new one for me. So Perfect Little Theatre, can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, well, Perfect Little Theatre, it may be new to you, but to people in Perfect, it certainly hasn't been. It's been around since 1955 when it first began. It began more of a women's group, to be perfectly honest, and sprang from the local church. And I think perhaps in the mid-50s and the late-50s, it was more of a social arrangement, you know. They weren't regimented plays, although they did various plays and green rooms, a little bit of experimental mm-hmm. One-act plays. And then as the years developed, more men joined, which was good. They branched out in all sorts of different areas. The thing with AmDram, or amateur drama, is that you've got to get bums on seats.
Indeed.
And one of the ways you're almost guaranteed to do that is to have comedy. Mm-hmm. And while the good burghers of Perford, and indeed Addlestone, Weybridge and everywhere, would like to think that they... Not that they need to have their minds improved, but that they can take the Strindbergs of this world... When it comes down to it, they prefer a good laugh.
Yeah.
And I think that's really why panto is so popular, not just with the kids but with the adults, because you know you're going to get a good laugh. But coming back to history of BLT, I suppose, like any group, local group, the two issues really. Firstly, it's always a shortage of men, because the men traditionally, without being sexist, men traditionally went off and had to go and work, and the women were left behind. Now, I know the world has changed, and that is reflected in the sort of demographic of our group, and there are more men, but there are always more women than mm-hmm. men in a drama group.
Indeed.
And the other thing is money.
Yes.
I mean, it costs money, as you know, to do anything, not just the hiring of the hall for rehearsals, not just buying costumes, not just paying for the rights for the production, because they can be very, very expensive.
They can indeed. They're often one of the largest single expenses in a show.
Yeah, I mean, we're putting on six performances this year. We have in the past put on seven, and the bill will run to nearly £1,000 in some cases. It depends who's writing, of course. If it's a very well known person, then you know the sky's the limit.
Yes.
We're lucky actually, because in this year's panto, and I know we're coming on to that in detail later. But this year's panto is written by a local man. The theme's the same, Dick Whittington and his cat. Everyone knows the story. But it's just has little nuances and twists and spin, if you like, that make it slightly different and make it, I think, more enjoyable, really.
Okay. Well, as you said, we will talk a bit more about Dick Whittington in a minute. But how many shows do you do each year?
It can vary. When I joined, which was in 1994, 19 years ago, I can't believe it, it was about five shows a year. That would include the panto. It would be something in May. There would be something in the autumn, which would be part of the Woking Drama Festival.
Okay, yes.
Which is an association, Woking Drama Association, of about 20, 25 drama groups in the area. And then they would all put on a one-act play over the festival in October, and that would be adjudicated by a professional drama adjudicator. So we'd always put in a one-act play there.
Right.
And sometimes we were actually one of the first people to win, actually. We were the first people to win back in 1960, I think it was.
Okay.
And we've won a few times since then, which is good. But the standard is enormously high for the festival. It's not just a, oh, let's do this, and we'll bung it in and see how we go. You won't even stand it. You'll come last automatically, virtually. The standard is extraordinarily high. People say, amateur drama. Yes, well, amateur says the whole thing. Well, it might have done 20 years ago. It doesn't anymore.
No, it's a very different playing field.
And I think, I think part of the reason for that is because over the recent years, on television particularly, we've seen this explosion of talent shows, for the want of a better name. You know, all sorts of programs that masquerade, if I can use that word, as entertainment shows, but really they're talent shows. You know, and everybody wants to be on stage. Everybody wants to be famous for 15 minutes. Well, in a way, that's had a good effect on local amateur drama, because what it's meant was, you know, people want to come along and take part. Providing, of course, it's song and dance.
Well, yes.
If it isn't song and dance, not so sure about that, you know. And the other thing, really, I suppose, is it is a good training ground, but ultimately people want to go and be pros, you know, professionals down in the West End. But the standard is just, you know.
Well, it's quite a cutthroat business out there, really, isn't it? So, you know, amateur theatre is a really good way to sort of have your creative outlets.
Yes.
And to really sort of get involved and have that whole sort of team and community spirit, as well as, you know, enjoying the performance at the end of it all as well.
Yeah, I think you're right about the team aspect. I mean, any production is a team job. I mean, you know, we all like to think, oh, well, of course, I was the lead in that production, darling, you know, and frankly, I was fantastic. Well, that there will always be people who say that, but it is a team job. No one is better than the other. You've got to have someone who's going to be doing the lights. You've got to have somebody who's doing the sound, and you've got to have someone to build and paint the set.
Well, exactly.
So it is a team operation, and if you're not prepared to be part of that team, then you've got to think quite seriously if drama is for you.
So always looking for new members, I assume? Always
We're always
to,
looking for new members.
To find new people?
There is, because whatever the play is, it can ask for, require young, middle-aged, old. There's no reason why they shouldn't. We will always be looking for people who are fit into that category. The young people, we try and grab, you know, over 16, will come along to us. But unfortunately, you know, in a couple of years, they may be fantastic, but a couple of years, suddenly the lure of university or drama school
will take them away.
The middle group, the middle-aged people who come to us, they will stay with us for some time. And the elderly too. I say the elderly, it sounds as though, you know, these are a different class of people. Not at all, you know. I suppose I'm classed as elderly now, but the fact of the matter is that they're all sorts of people, and they're always welcomed with open arms.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to be on stage. I mean, if you think, oh, gosh, I can't learn lines, you know, I can't remember the shopping list, let alone lines. So there are all sorts of jobs to be done, whether it's prompt, whether it's backstage, you know, front of house is very important. My wife does front of house. She won't go near a stage.
Well, again, it's that whole team sort of effort, really. It's not, you know, it isn't just about the people on stage. It's all the backstage. It's all the front of house stuff as well. So, and of course, men, as you mentioned, you know, traditionally, particularly amateur dramatic societies are always crying out for men, which is nice on one hand if you are a man, because you know you can walk in and pretty much get a part. But how do you solve that problem, do you think? How do we get more men interested?
I think, of course, it ultimately depends on the play, which depends upon the director, depends again on the sort of drama group you are. If you're the sort that likes to go for a lot of experimental stuff, no music, no dance, that will narrow the field down again. You just have to spread your net, and you have to advertise, and you have to put your, you know, you come along to Brooklands and say, yeah, you know, we always want men to come along. Mm-hmm. By the same token, we also want women as well.
Yes.
I think because people's talents are so varied, aren't they? You know, you think, oh, well, I think I've got someone who's always plays a police inspector. Well, actually, you know, that's just another role. You want a wide field to choose from.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And so if there are people out there who are interested in coming along and finding out more, how can people get in touch? If obviously too late for this show, but for getting involved in the next show or shows throughout the year.
Well, they can certainly go to our website, which will take them straight to information about what we're doing and when we next meet and how to come along to a rehearsal, perhaps, even if they're not part of it. The website is easy enough to remember, www. Of course, followed by one word, Purford Little Theatre. Purford spelt strangely, P-Y-R-F-O-R-D, Purford Little Theatre, all one word, .org.uk. That will take you into Purford's world. And then there's a phone number I can give you too, which I think is a bit friendlier, actually, which is our chairman, 01483, which is Woking Way, of course.
Yes.
769431. 769431. And that will take you to Tony Bushell, who's our chairman. He's also the chap who's looking after our box office for the Panto, incidentally. But he will invite you along. There's no fancy audition. Are you the right sort of person for the group? No. You know, I won't say we'll take anyone, because, but what we'll do is take people who've got an interest, a passion, who actually would like to be part of the group. There are so many groups in the area that I suppose part of our talent base, if you like, is often diluted. Mm. So it depends where you live. But if you live in the Purford area, if you live in Woking or you live in Byfleet or West Byfleet, I mean, that's fine. If you live in Weybridge, you know, and you don't mind commuting, in the sense that if you were in a play and there were three rehearsals a week, you'd have to trek over to Purford three times a week. So it's really you make the decision. But that's what to do. Go to the website and go from there.
Brilliant. And another tip I would always give people if they're thinking of joining a new theatre group is to go and see.
Of course.
And of course, that's what brings you here today to talk about Dick Whittington and His Cat, which starts this weekend.
It starts on Saturday afternoon, Dan.
Indeed.
And I have to tell you, we're all getting quite nervous. I have a very minor role in it. I play the Sultan of Morocco, which is absolutely vitally important.
Of course.
But we've been rehearsing this since November. It's a cast of nearly 50 people.
Wow.
Because it's not just the principals, it's the chorus, we have lots of younger children who take part, who play little rats and whatever. And so to get all this to fit together with Christmas and the New Year in the middle, you can imagine what a nightmare it is. The poor director, Tony Bushell, has been tearing his hair out. But coming back to when it's on and how and so forth, starts this Saturday the 18th at 2:30, and there's an evening performance at 7:30. And then the following day, January the 19th, that's the Sunday, we just have a matinee at 2:30. Then we all take a merciful break until the following Friday, that's January the 24th, and that's at 7:30. And then we repeat pretty well our last two performances on the Saturday, the 25th, at 2:30 and 7:30. Now, you're going to ask me about ticket prices. I can see it.
I am, yes.
Ticket prices are pegged, actually, from last year. So the adult price is £10. If you are a concession, then you'll get it for £9. And £6 for a child. So £10 for an adult and £6 for a child. The box office is open. We've had that number. Can I give it to you again?
Yeah, please do.
01483 769431, or you can just email box office, all one word, at perfectlittletheatre.org.uk, and Tony will be on the end of that, either the email or the phone, get back to you very quickly and fix you up.
Brilliant. And it's all happening over at Purford Village Hall.
Cold Harbour Lane, I should say, yep.
Brilliant. So what if people come along, what can they expect? All the usual panto,
participation,
and all of that stuff?
Of course. It is traditional family panto. And it is the sort of thing that, perhaps you watched when you were a child. Some things don't change. There's a fabulous dame. Mike Ashworth plays the dame, and he's got these brilliant dresses, and he's great. A lot of Dame is, you know, don't follow the script, just ad lib, you know. Yes. And then he does it, and he does it with great panache. There's some wonderful dance numbers. We're very lucky to have two vital people, Mark Tyson, who builds the set and has won awards for his set design and build. But I suppose that the part of the excitement also is the song and dance. And Karen Turnerson is a professional choreographer, and for some extraordinary reason, she wanted to come along and do our choreography. Okay. So she's come along, and I think we've got five or six big numbers.
Right.
And it's just fantastic. I know I would say that, but she's brilliant, and it looks great. We've got our first dress rehearsal tomorrow, second on Friday, and we just hope it goes well. I'm sure it will do.
Absolutely, and I wish you all very, very best of luck with it all. Tim, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Dan, and thanks for inviting us along.
18th, 19th, 24th and 25th of January at Purford Village Hall. Those all important details again. Box office number 01-483-769-431, or you can email boxoffice@purfordlittletheatre.org.uk. Many thanks to Tim for coming in and telling us all about it. If you're involved in local theatre...
If you're involved in a local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Dan. Email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk. Brooklands Radio.